numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, producer number nine, so much more than a producer. And standing by, unscripted, with the crack man. Before we get to it, though, our pro tip of the hour. We've got a pro tip, so we got to make do. Pro tip. This is one that we've used before, but I think it's always worth it, and Kelly does as well, when there's a standalone game, either on a Monday or Thursday, and just because it's there, you try to figure out a reason to bet it. If you're trying to do this right, and I know some of you are like, hey, Gil, it's entertainment, relax. But if you're trying to do this right, tonight's NFL game is not one you should necessarily be betting. I mean, if you have conviction, that's one thing. But if you don't, think about this. If it were in the middle of a Sunday regular slate, the middle of the early window, would you play it? Would you play the Raiders and the Rams? Maybe you would. If you would, you would. But if you wouldn't, and you're on the fence with this, then you probably shouldn't. Every pro tip searchable at VSiN.com. It's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. I want to read some of these. This is from, I'll read the one because Crack is sitting next to me here. We'll do the Crack intro momentarily, but this is Wheels, the Weasley one. He says, more Crack Survivor entry split talk. Let's go. Coach Brian, did Heisman voters really look past the what Caleb Williams had on his nails against Utah, who lost to them twice? I still can't believe he'll win. I sprinkled a little on the other three candidates, so Coach Brian still thinks there's a shot at somebody else. This is from I Have No Blue Checkmark. He said, so someone who was too cheap to pay for an airfare to Las Vegas and just used Crack as a proxy should pay $1 million for the proxy services? He goes on. We'll talk about that with Crack here. This is from Adrian S. Atlanta win total under six, still alive. On the move from Mariota to Desmond Ritter. Rick Ollier, great show today, but it's almost lunchtime and I'm really craving sushi, Gil. Do you have any recommendations in the greater Vegas area? That's a throwback to yesterday where I was being very bougie. All of the tweets at Beating the Book, we always appreciate it. That brings us to Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Crackenberger. Oh, yeah. At Bill Crackman with a K. Wisecracks is the name of the podcast. Oh. I get it. All right, Billy. How you doing, man?
How we doing?
We're doing good.
I had O's on my podcast yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
O's the Mentalist?
O's the Mentalist.
Kelly?
Yeah, it'll be coming out today.
Oh, did he do some nice. Did he do some Mentalist things on you?
Listen, he asked me, he called me on his cell at an hour before the show. I didn't know the scene. I seen the New York number. I thought I better answer this. New York number, it was him. He says, Bill, where are you at? I said, I'm at Panera Bread right now. He said, all right, I need you to get your calculator out. And I said, okay. I went to the calculator. He goes, I want you to think of some. Already he's doing tricks an hour before the show. I want you to think of someone's birth date, anyone, the year of their birth. Okay, put it in there. He said, plus add how old they are. Put that in there. And he said, now add a random four-digit number. Any number that can mean something to you, though, just add a four-digit number to that number on the calculator. I did that. He said, okay, take a picture of that. We're going to talk about that on the show. Hung up the phone. Half hour later, which is a half hour before the show again, calls me again. I need you guys to get three or four books, you and your co-host. I said, okay, we'll get some books. So now I go, and I don't want to get just sports books. I had a children's book that Bradley Jackson gave me, the Facing
Bradley
Nolan.
Bradley Jackson, yeah.
So he gave me a children's book that he wrote, and I said, let me go get that book out of my car. I want to, you know, throw a curveball here, children's book. So sure enough, Oz says, you know, grab one of the books. I grabbed the children's book, and he said, open one of the pages, not showing me. You know, he wasn't even on the camera at the time. He was just called. He's on speakerphone. He says, take a page, hold down to the page, remember the page, and pick a word off the page. The word I picked just so happens was doomed. D-O-O-M-E-D. Pick that word, took a picture of it. Okay. We go on air, and he goes on to take John Orlando, my co-host. What is it with you guys with the black gates? Because Orlando,
yeah.
He said, now he didn't see your thing. He says to him, pick a card out of the deck. Don't show me anything, and turn the card around and put it back in the deck. It was eight of spades. I think you picked the eight of clubs.
I did eight of clubs.
I'm sick of how I know those things. Turned it around, put it in the deck. O's now takes his deck and on camera, and opens the deck, and he, and John opens his deck at the same time, spreads it across. O's has one card, the eight of spades turned around. Every other card perfect. John falls off the seat and says, this guy's a sorcerer. You know,
he is a sorcerer.
Spanky texts me before the show and says,
Spanky's
hey.
Spanky's known him forever.
Yes. He goes, hey, you're going to be on my man O's. I've known him 20 years. I thought that was a joke when he said, I've been.
He said this to me afterwards. I'm like, no, you don't. He goes, yes, I do.
Yes, 20 years he knows
him.
So O's must have checked me out with him. Because he called me, he texted me and said that to me. All right, so now he gets to me.
Yeah.
I'm a tough guy to read.
By the way, I am so riveted by this as if O's is here.
Oh.
Because I have never been as freaked out as I was when he was. By the way, for those who are like, what
riveted,
are they talking
that's
about?
The word I
this is about
used.
O's the Mentalist. O-Z is how you spell it. O's is actually how you pronounce it in Hebrew. O's the Mentalist, who is, he's a sorcerer. He came on. Again, same thing for me. I pulled out an eight of clubs. He knew what it was. It was the morning, for those who missed it, it was the Dan Thunder Marley morning.
The Dan Thunder Marley one got me when I watched you do that.
Continue.
So, but I'm a guy, I'm a very cynical, you know, guy. So yeah. I know it's a trick. I know nothing's, you know, wizardry or sorcery here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do
yeah,
you really?
Exorcisms going on. So now he gets to me and he says, he does the PIN number of my bank account. He says, I'm gonna guess your PIN number on your bank account. He said, does anyone know that? I said, no. Maybe the missus. I don't think so. Even I don't think so. I didn't know. No one knows it. And he began to say, most people use a 0 or a 1 as their first number. And I did not know that. So, yeah, okay, you're right, Oz. Great. And he goes on to tell me, is the next number odd or even? I say, it's odd. He says, okay, that's all I need. He says, put your hands over your eyes, and he writes down a number. He shows it to John on camera, on Zoom in New York. He lives in Brooklyn. But by the way, a great area he lives in. I know everything about his area. He turns this number to John. I have my hands on my eyes. I don't see anything. And he says, all right, tell everyone your PIN number, which I really didn't want to do. But
I was going to say, probably not a good idea, Bill.
Yeah. But
Bill's like, all right, for the gag.
By the way, it has since been changed. Because he guessed the 40, no, he guessed my PIN number. How did he get that? Well, again, I was more impressed with John's trick with the 8. I think he could have,
he could have what?
A family member's birthday. So it was a deceased family member's birthday that I used. And
so you think he just landed on that? Okay, plausible. what was the other thing about the word doomed?
Okay, hold on. That's the reason why I come back to this. He couldn't do that. Like he couldn't with Kelly. Remember you said I can't?
Oh, because Kelly's mind is a steel trap, everybody.
He couldn't do.
Built
he,
a different way.
When we got into that, I said, Oz, wait, before you go, I got that book, that page, and that calculator trick. He goes, we'll do it next time. I got to pick up my kids.
Well, he kind of did that to us, too.
So I got to pick up my kids. See ya.
He asked me to do a word, too.
Oh, okay.
But once he hit the card and got Dan Thunder Marley, for God's sake.
That's a showstopper right there.
Yeah, you walk off on a high note.
He walks
off. Walk off on a high note.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but
my
own opinion was he couldn't do the other two.
Oh, Bill.
Really?
So you're like not into him now because he.
No, I like him a lot. By the way, what a nice
what
guy.
What a great guy.
What a sweetheart of a guy.
What a great guy.
Come on the podcast. All I did was email that, you know, he came on. He's just a really nice guy.
Kelly, we've got to get him back. Like you even.
Oh, by the way, he mentioned you on air. He talked about you.
Did he say that guy's the easiest guy to read and
run into
in my life?
That sucker.
No, he talked about you. He does a lot of corporate events. He's had 15,000 people at the one of our venues here, T-Mobile. 15,000 he performed in front of.
That's incredible. That's what we were trying to get him in. We were trying to get him in studio, and he was booked wall-to-wall when he was here.
Booked. He told me he's booked out for
whatever. Whatever you have to do. Tell him my mom's Israeli. I speak fluent Hebrew. Whatever you have to do.
No, he's a member of a tribe. Yeah, you guys are together.
I have seen him with minimum 3 NFL teams. Yes. Like every NFL Sunday,
Tampa Bay,
they
Seattle,
do another
and maybe Baltimore.
Piece. Yeah. It's
he got them all. The PIN numbers was interesting. I mean, it is interesting. I should have probably had a harder PIN number. Now I do.
Crack giving
now I got a 6-day
bank PIN number on a show.
PIN number live. You did the
Let's
PIN number.
Let's do your social security number next, Bill Krakenberger.
I would be irritated by that too. I'm like, do you realize I'm gonna have to spend 11 minutes on the phone with the bank trying to change this?
Oh, speaking of 11 minutes,
yeah.
Do I have a story for you at Planet Hollywood yesterday?
Oh, is that when you text me, right?
Oh, God.
We got a couple things. How about just now I'm taking pictures of the truck out in the parking lot.
Let's start with that.
So there's a truck, a red truck, just blocking everything in the parking lot.
You did not hear the beginning of the show. The very first thing I said on this show this morning, I was like, Kelly, I want to start with a complaint.
Oh. Okay.
And my complaint is, it's rodeo week. I'm sure these are all lovely people.
They're nice people.
Everybody talks about them so glowingly.
Yes.
I said, but you know what the one thing that they clearly don't prioritize? Getting their trucks within the lines.
Oh, my God. That's exactly. I took a picture of the parking lot. The parking lot, there's trucks parked all sorts of ways
out there.
But this truck, actually, South Point was nice enough not to tow it yet, but they stuck a sticker on his car, and it literally says, this is not a parking space. Please relocate your vehicle, or your vehicle will be towed. They taped it on. Look at the big, thick tape.
Yeah.
And they taped it. It's a real dirty window. I mean, these trucks are. But he's right in the middle of the park. But they're nice people. I don't want to say anything. Last thing I need is to be lassoed, pulled around the parking lot. And I mean,
that's
the last thing I need.
Is that crack on the ground?
Yeah.
Did you just get roped? What's familiar to me is in San Francisco, you know what those are?
No.
Literally, we put them on our own cars and say, please don't steal anything. There's nothing in the car.
Oh, my God.
It's a real true thing.
That's unbelievable. Don't steal anything. There's nothing
literally
in there.
Literally tape things to our car windows.
Who would live there?
I'm not sure I have an answer for you.
I mean, and that's one of your, that's like your, that was your, I shouldn't say your hometown, but.
It was paradise when I moved there.
Wow.
It was paradise. And I cannot answer your question anymore.
Wow.
Anyway, that's so funny. You came up with the same thing in the parking lot.
I couldn't believe what was going on.
You didn't hear a thing
there.
I said. That's awesome.
Wow.
All right, we got to get to my experience at Planet Hollywood. Bill and the split, if he wins this thing, Survivor, and, Bill, exploiting bad lines next.
Yep.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
College bowl season is about to kick off, and VSiN has you covered with this year's College Football Bowl Guide. This year's guide has picks on the spread and totals of every bowl game from VSiN experts and Brent Musburger as well in there. Steve Mackinnon with power rankings for every team and breaks down the motivational factors that affect bowl games. Josh Applebaum will give insight into bowl betting strategy, and Adam Burke can help you give an advantage if you're part of bowl confidence pools. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to check out the College Football Bowl Betting Guide. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It is Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crack Man, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. By the way, College Football Bowl season is an informational handicapping just tour de force. Do you love this because it's that way now?
I do. I do like that. There's more games, which means there's more choices for guys that bet. But, man, this year with this transfer portal, everyone's talking about it. It's probably overblown even, but it's not overblown if you're a sports bettor.
I called it last week. I'm like, people have no idea what this is going to be on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you want to know who's in the games. You want to know who's going to be playing. You want to know what's going on. And you know what? If you get that inside word, though, it's
the most profitable thing in the world.
It really
is.
Yeah. You know, like I grabbed Oregon State before it moved. It moved, through some key, through a key number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like betting favorites, but I will bet them if the other teams don't have the players that
they're
originally supposed
to play.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't care. Exactly. So I've had success, really. The last few years have been great bowl seasons. But, didn't really bet a lot of games so far, but as we speak, guys, by the way, this game tonight is getting hit to the under. It's red everywhere. Literally went down from 44. It was 44.5 two days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was open up 43.5. Now it's red. It's just moving here everywhere. I usually don't give out plays. This is an interesting number because it's a key number. 43 is a key number. So it's 44, by the way. I like the over a little bit. I think it might be some points scored here.
We don't have any John Wolford, Baker Mayfield news quite yet. And even if we do, what does that mean?
Mm, right.
Yeah.
See, you just said it. That's the point.
Yeah.
I don't know if it even means anything.
I don't know that it
does. So, pretty low points here, though. I kind of lean into the over. I didn't bet it yet. If it gets down to 42.5, I'm going to jump on that even bigger. But 43 is a key number. Probably won't move through that. But, you know, for anyone that is home and – if you don't have a live odds screen, which most people don't, who's going to pay $500 a month for a screen? Oh, but actually, the Spank Odds is free, though. You should be using that. Circa moved this first. I noticed Circa went. The whole screen was solid. Circa moved, and of course, everyone else moves. They should be set for your first sports book on your odds screen. So if you have the Spank Odds, Circa should be set on there. right away, because they're going to – whatever they seem to do, other books are told, the traders are told to move on air. Not all of them. I noticed Caesars doesn't do that. They won't move on air. Stations won't do that. They won't move on air. So it's key to have Circa on your – on your any of your feeds, or just have the Circa app, you know which way the lines are going. You could just check it out, because they lead anyone that's going to bet there first, because they take more on day of game. They're the book that's going to set up the rest of the market. Now, also the sports 411, which is on my thing, Chris, I have mine set up. I have Chris Circa, and I use a mixture of other ones that I respect, like Catalina. These are ones in far off places. I use them because I want to know, that's the indicators for me in the market, which way the market's going. So just a little sports tip.
Sports 411 for Chris, for instance, absolutely an indicator. Yeah. But
which
man,
is bookmaker. I think it's bookmaker.
It is bookmaker. Going. Yeah. It. But man, has the quality of the offerings gone down over the years?
Yeah. It's, you know what? That is amazing, right? You would think with the like DraftKings and FanDuel's coming to the U.S. market, they want to keep up.
They went the other way
with the offerings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But for what you're talking about, for sure. By the way, this is a tweet from at PCB718, who says, "What's the best website to track line movements in real time?"
Yeah, that's amazing. That's what
there
we're talking about, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah. So you have. I would say real time right now until the Super Bowl. I think that's what Spanky said. It's free. So that, who wouldn't want that live odds? I'm interested to know what he's going to charge people.
I believe I owe Spanky a phone call, or he owes me one. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll call him.
Oh, okay.
About Bet Bash, I think. I got to tell you my Planet Hollywood story.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So Planet Hollywood, it was come up on this show. It's a William Hill Caesars spot now. It's come up on this show because I had we were talking about rude interactions before. This wasn't anything rude. This is, again, for those who are staying on the Las Vegas Strip, if you are a fan of having your time wasted, I just recommend trying to place a sports bet over there, because once Cosmos switched from William Hill Caesars to MGM, now the closest one to me is I have to cross the strip and I go to Planet Hollywood. So yesterday I was at the Subway, Kelly. By the way, what does it say about me that they already know my sandwich when I come in there?
Yuck.
Like, the girl at front is like, double hot dog, because she thinks I'm like 7 years old ordering a cold cut combo. And I'm like, yeah, double hot dog, like shamefully. So I'm there. And so the Planet Hollywood is right next door. And I remember Kelly was like 28-1, Kenny Pickett, offensive rookie there. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get my sandwich. I'm going to go over there and make a bet. Oh, my God. It was like finding Bigfoot would have been quicker. And this is like, this is not the first time this has happened. This is like the fifth time.
Yeah.
15 minutes into it, you're finally like, guys, you have to say something. You're like, guys, you've given me every excuse. It's not in there. Yes, it is. It's right here on your app. No, there's no difference between what's in the app and what's in your system. You've gone back there. You've asked the supervisor. He can't find it. Then the supervisor comes out and says, oh, they must have taken them all down. I go, they didn't take them all down. It's right
I'm
on
so
your
app. I'm so glad that someone else goes through this.
One, two, three, four, every excuse they can come up with. And I'm like, they're like, well, can we get your stuff and we'll put it in manually into the app, right? Because, shame on me that I'm a brick and mortar, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go across the street to Caesars, which, by the way, is not just across the street. It's
no,
like
it's
a 10-minute, 15-minute
walk,
right? No problem.
It is across the street, but it is 15 minutes minimum.
People at home don't realize it.
Yeah.
When you say across the street here, you have to actually sometimes go the opposite way to go to the overpasses.
Overpass,
yeah,
around,
I lose like 8 pounds doing this. Go ahead.
So anyway, I get there to Caesars. It takes approximately 0.75 seconds for them to find the bet, and I make the bet on Kenny Pickett because I wanted some 28-1 on Kenny Pickett. Well, so I say to the guy, because I couldn't resist, I'm like, I was just over at your old sister spot there at Planet Hollywood.
Stepsister.
Yeah. And I was there for 15 minutes and they couldn't come up with it. From a customer standpoint, like, it's unbelievable. And he looks at me and he goes, no comment.
that the supervisor in the back couldn't find it. Jesus.
He couldn't find it. So I said, I go, what do you make of that? He goes, no comment.
Yeah.
So it's like they kind of know,
I guess. They know.
But it was
the tweet I put up was exactly that. Caesars is just really good, Caesars Palace. But the other places, I had the same problem in Jersey. When you had your problem at Planet Hollywood, that same week before, I had the same problem at Tropicana and the Wild West in New Jersey. Just total incompetence. They don't want to know anything. And I'm bothering them in there because they want to watch the scores of the games. They want to watch the games.
I guess what I'm saying is beyond sports, but how can anybody not know their job to that degree? It's incredible.
Think about Think and about the customer base too, though. They're not really asking for things that are, you know, secondary lines and stuff. And but doesn't matter. They should be cross trained. A supervisor, come on.
This is not a knock on William Hill Caesars, because we have said only good things about them. They take bets. They'll pay out bets. They have been great about that. The problem, it's like, what's the Seinfeld thing? But you got to, you know, it's like you can take the reservation. You just can't hold the reservation.
That's right.
But in this case, just can't take the bet. You know, once I get there, it's fine. But it's that was amazing to me.
Think about that frustration for people that don't have a voice. I mean, it's just, what do? They just say, I'm not going there no more. And literally, even though you say, oh, you can go next door, guys like us, because we're so persistent on getting our lines in, some customers will just say, I'm not going there no more to make bets.
Yeah.
I'll just go somewhere else. And you know, they may find another property. They may find an MGM. They may find a different property rather than go to – they may lose business over that long term. And there's just no cross-training. It's the old Bronx Tale thing. Nobody cares. You've been complaining about this since football started. You went over there. You told me you had interaction with a female supervisor. She says, I know, it's the way it is here.
Yeah.
You think off that, they would have a team meeting and say, hey, we have a guy in media here saying this. We really have to fix you. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Well, what about the line exploitation? We're going to run into a wall here.
But okay.
There was a bad line available last night.
I sent you a copy of
it. Yes. Iowa State.
Yeah. There was a line at a casino in town here that had a bad line. I sent a copy of the ticket not the ticket. I didn't bet it, but so they had Iowa overnight minus 4.5, and this is college basketball. Iowa State. That's probably why it was messed up, because it was Iowa State. And then they put the alternative lines. They messed up. They put the wrong team favorite. They put Iowa +5 instead of, you know, whatever it may have been, +5, +5.5, -120. You know, it's a 9-point move, 9.5-point wrong line. Now, I want to know, A,
Iowa, what is Iowa the law? Is favored, by
what's
the way.
What's the gaming law? If you book a ticket on that, if I go to the counter and bet that, I get to keep my ticket and I'm going to win my bet. Or is it the opposite thing where some people, like those guys, that those poker players that were trying to exploit something at the MGM kiosk, they didn't get paid? Like, I'd love to have a representative from gaming on for them to explain to us what their law is.
Well,
but you want to know something? I bet my bankroll that they wouldn't even know.
Well, like with everything, it's state by state.
Right.
The law here and will not be the law elsewhere. Yes.
You're all just our guest.
Just remember, Gil, you're just our guest. Don't ever forget it. More with Crackman on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. So once again, to review, Kelly, double cold cut combo, which they affectionately, they just go after me and say it's a double hot dog because I'm a 7-year-old. So I take it to Planet Hollywood, have 15 minutes of my time wasted, then walk across the strip, finally make the bet, and by that time, the sauce that they've put on my double hot dog combo has mushed the bread so much that I'm just having
it. Yeah, but nothing enforces your stance of authority when you're standing there complaining about customer service. If you're standing there dangling a Subway sandwich back.
Once again, you've nailed it. You have nailed it. By the way, this is from Mike Rouse on Twitter. Wow, Gil gives his secret sandwich location away unsolicited, but we can't get his sushi place. My secret sandwich spot, otherwise known as Subway.
I will say, Subways in Las Vegas are like the, when I've had a few too many drinks out on the weekend on the town, Gil.
Nothing hits.
It's like they magically appear sometimes. Where I'm like, beautiful. Hey, there's a Subway in this casino. I didn't even know that.
G. Calfano. Hey, Gil, what was the 4-digit code that Crack gave him on the calculator trick?
I changed it already.
Keen, Crane Pool. Gil, appreciate the pro tip for tonight's Raiders-Rams game. As you gave it out, I was staring at one of my betting apps like it was the aftermath of a hurricane. I'll stick with NHL first period goal totals instead. Thank you. Brian Rosenthal, good tip. I would not play this game on the Sunday slate. You wanted to say something else? Oh, by the way, Eric Biggio from from William Hill. He said, hey, Bill, in the scenario you mentioned, Nevada Gaming would rule in the customer's favor 9 out of 10 times.
Oh, cool.
Now, if it's a past post or event has already been decided, that's a different story. Could go either way.
Yeah, I like him. I actually
Eric Biggio, great dude.
Yeah, at first we had some words back and forth.
Well, I don't know, but first
I
of
like
all,
him. I love anyone that sticks up for themselves or their company and tells me reasons on that side. So he's one of them, and I like him. And by the way, they've been very good to me. William Hill's been very good to me now, and they're taking bets from me. And if that situation came up, we talked during the break a little bit with Kelly. It matters, you know, who has that bad line. I would love to tell them. I'd love to tell the sports book, hey, you guys got a bad line here. You better. Now, I don't really have a contact to tell someone. I would tell them in a minute because they're taking bets from me. They take a lot of bets from me. Good size bets. But like certain sports books, like it happened at stations. This, by the way, we're talking about stations on the stations app last night. This happened, and I'll tell you right now. I don't have it. Someone showed me it. I was thrown off stations for winning. So someone sent it to me. I'll tell you right now, I just based on them being incompetent over there. Yeah. I would say, go ahead and bet it, but you're going to get thrown off the app after you bet it. Just know that you're going to get thrown off the app, but most other apps, I'll tell you right now, I would definitely not bet it, and I tell the people behind the book. But so many times I have tried to help sports books. In the end, for some reason, I turn out to be the bad guy. I'm done helping them. I really am. I said it during the break. I have helped sports books and tell you, hey, you got this wrong team favorite or whatever it may be. In the end, it just bothers me. Like here at the South Point, it's a personal relationship. I would tell them in a minute up at the counter, and they would, because they're good to me, so I'm good to them. Mm-hmm. But books that throw you out and are afraid of winners and stuff. No. Oh,
the real, we've said this many times on the show, the real sort of North Star on this is if you see a bad line, Kelly makes a good point off air. It's one thing for us. Like I always say, hey, you know, I saw this on my Sports 411, right? Which is like, yeah, that's a bad line. Well, I'm not exploiting it because I don't want to lose this account, right?
Right.
But for someone who's just coming into town once in a blue moon.
Like Kelly said, $50-$100 bets.
Yeah. Like, should he really not bet it or she really not bet it? It's a different maybe there's a different calculus to that. By the way, and every situation is different, right? So, again, it's like remember the Doug Kazarian thing at MGM?
Sure.
He, by the way, after taking shots on me on Twitter after my thing, he clearly circumvented limits, right, with the kiosk. Sorry, Doug, you just did. But he got it ruled in his favor because the language was there to support him. So he got lucky with that, with the cornerback versus the safeties. And so
that's right. That's what it was. It was listed as a different position.
So everything is different.
Right.
Every little circumstance is different, and every state will rule differently.
Right.
And like in mine, I was told very clearly, I was like, yeah, if this was not Nevada or New Jersey, you'd have won it every single time. But in Nevada, it's, you know, you're just one of our guests.
Right. You're all just our guests.
So,
interesting.
Know, yeah.
But listen, do I recommend ever betting a bad line? No.
And so you didn't?
No. Okay. Listen, we're close to the sun here. This is our industry. This is what we do.
Yeah.
I'm not Joe Torres walking in betting, you know, a little bit. Even if I bet a lot, I'm not Joe Torres where I'm coming in and if I don't care if I get thrown out of your sports book, I'm not doing that. And I'd rather tell the sports book because maybe then they would reciprocate down the line and say, oh, you know, crack was good to us here or good to us there, you know. Anyway,
let's go to this matter. For those who missed it, there's 70 entries left in Circa Survivor.
This matter.
It is a matter. 6,133 started, 70 are left. Now, Bill was kind enough to let us know last week. You let us know once before, but I kind of nonchalant.
Yeah, because now it's getting close, getting to home, home
so
base.
You are tied into one of these entries. You essentially have acted as proxy for someone who has made all of the selections for all of the 14 quote-unquote weeks that have already happened, Thanksgiving being one of those weeks, 6 more quote-unquote weeks, including Christmas, to come. And we sort of had this discussion of, okay, well, what if you won it? What if you were the sole winner and you won $6,133,000? What would you expect or what would you believe your take ought to be? And you said $1 million.
We're starting at 1.5.
Starting at 1.5.
I'll
you
settle
would settle
for
a million. Not that he's listening or anything.
Oh, no, he's listening.
I know he is.
You know why? Because he sent me a bunch of texts. I wasn't even planning to tell you, but he sent me a bunch of texts after the show.
Oh, what did he say? Let's update this story.
Your partner said you have done nothing, right? No money, correct. Or picks, correct. You said yes, but it's in my name, then rub your hands. I don't remember doing that. Did I do that? He was laughing like hell. You were laughing like hell.
Yeah.
But did you say, I didn't hear you say this. The guy said, I am rooting for this. It's going to be a major conflict. Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
I don't remember you saying that.
So is he saying it would not be a major conflict?
Oh, no. He's just saying 10 people called me and said they were moving to Vegas to run proxies. He said, this is priceless. Look at Gil's face. Priceless. So I have to watch it again. I haven't watched it again.
So Rod from Michigan, listeners to this show are so kind because they'll roll up on the studio and just say.
Is that the guy we just met?
Yeah.
He's a real nice guy.
Real nice guy. And he, you know, and every one of the listeners that comes,
right,
you know, something will be the key, you know, the real touch point to why they come up. It's, you know, one guy a few weeks ago is the tribute I did to my dad. It's others, the little references we make. Maybe it's Kelly's guessing lines, whatever it is that makes them laugh or makes them smart or whatever it is. And Rod this morning was like, you got to talk more about that crack thing with the splitting of the entry. And in fact, his suggestion was this. That your buddy who's making all the selections, that you guys come on this show and haggle out the split of this on air.
He'll never do that.
He'll never do it?
No. You got to understand, we have a situation. This is one of my best friends. So we had situations in the past, you know, back and forth, trusted for a lot of money. Back in 2003, I think, or 2004, you know, he comes in town. He's a big player. Crap table. Comes and throws his leg in the crap table. Buys in, goes 10,000 across the board. He's a big player. He's a big gambler. You know, he starts out with $100,000 markers. So he bet a bunch of tickets, and he left all the tickets with me because he only stayed here for 5 days. Flies back home. I'm living at the Golden Nugget, literally. And he hits a five-team round robin, underdog money line round robin. The last one I remember was the Lakers versus the Pistons, 11-point favorite. Literally the last game of the night, he needs the Pistons to win outright. To win $1.1 million.
Man.
And wins it. So I had $1.1 million because I'm the one who made the bets for him. $1.1 million in a box at the Golden Nugget. And I said, you better come out and get this money. I don't know what's. You can't keep $1 million in a box at the back of the Golden Nugget. It took him 4 months to come out here.
Come on.
It took him 4 months to get his $1 million. That's the kind of money. Yeah, you understand? So it took him 4 months to come back out to get the money. And then for some reason, he doesn't want to take it. He's like, well, leave like $500 for gambling. I'll give you some bets to make. I mean, the guy's got so much gamble to him. So literally, he takes $600,000 and just gives it to his brother and says, just drive this back across the country. Yeah, he drove it. Like, get on a plane. Big deal. It's tax money. You can say where you got it. But anyway, so that's the kind of guy you're dealing with. These guys got big money already. He's a gambles giant. He's one of the biggest true gamblers in the
world.
This is
the same dude.
Same dude. But he found it funny that, by the way, Circa just went to 42 on the Rams game.
Oh, okay. Just saw that too.
Okay. Yeah, so he found it pretty funny that I probably said $1 million, but I'm sticking to my guns.
So he said funny, haha, or funny?
Yeah. He's like, no, listen, it's in my name. First of all.
Wait, so there will be a conflict.
I have helped him spiritually throughout the years.
Oh,
you understand?
Spiritually.
I have taught him bankroll management throughout the years. I have helped him in many areas.
Even you can't keep a straight face when you say this.
I'm just saying. So I think, you know, the number is, you know, it's negotiable, but it's around $1 million.
Bankroll management, Gil. He managed to hold on to $1 million.
Right. That's for $1 million for a guy. Who's going to hold $1 million in cash?
I so want this to happen.
Yeah, no.
I so want
Maybe
this
to happen.
Maybe
I'll get him to come on.
Please.
Yeah. All right.
Please. That would be awesome. More with the Crack Man. Numbers Game. Unscripted with Billy. Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide.
BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beanie the Book. This is from Todd Hermanson. To Crack's question, we were at El Cortez on a Monday last fall, football season. Rutgers at Indiana. Line came out. Rutgers minus 25.5. Houston at UConn below it was supposed to be that line. We pounded it multiple times to the tune of 3K as they were a minus 8 favorite. Rutgers won 35-3. Ha ha. So now he's not a regular. He's just rolling into town. Sure. I don't know that I wouldn't do the same. I wouldn't do it myself, but him? Martin at Martin 710-11505. Duggan took a team that was going nowhere at the beginning of the season, and now he's in the playoffs. Duggan should win the Heisman, and I wouldn't be surprised if he does. Oh, Martin, from your lips to the heavens. Please. Holy Buckeye. This is Kirk Sports. Hey, it's our man Kirk Chamberlain. He said 7 years ago on a Tuesday. Wow, he remembers this well. He said 7 years ago on a Tuesday, a book had a bad NFL number up, had Lions minus 6.5, and they were the dog. I told the supervisor. 2 hours later, it was still there. I stopped helping the books at that moment. Won't mention the book. And then he goes, Bally's. Pat Perry, Gil, I have numerous stories of being kicked out of New Jersey, Pennsylvania online sportsbooks. Been kicked out of some others many times. Would love if someone from gaming was ever on the show. J&J Watering Hole. I've laughed, I've learned, and I've even shed a tear, your dad's tribute. With that being said, I literally spit my drink onto the laptop with a visual of a horse dragging Bill around the parking lot by one leg and him screaming like a little girl. Let's see. Oh, Jay, Touchdown Jesus. He says, the entry, 1 of 70, is in Crack's name, quote unquote, but is he revealing which entry it is?
Yeah, I don't care. It's under FAB.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Touchdown Jesus.
You got that out of me. Yeah.
F-A-B.
F-A-B. I think it's F-A-B 1 or 2. It might be 1 or 2. He had 5, so F-A-B, yeah. So It's something to follow this week. But, you know, like when he had 3 left, he had 3 up until less than a month ago. He had 3. He was the only one with 3, and that one guy had 5 that got knocked out.
6.
6. Yeah, there was 6, and then he had 3. When he went the Giants over Detroit, I tried to talk him out of that.
Bruh. To me, recent stretch games, that is the one that I look at and say that was the squirreliest, most ridiculous pick of the bunch. Yeah. I think in retrospect, that was not a well thought out pick. Not just talking about him, I'm talking about anybody who picked that one.
Looking at all the look aheads and what everyone has, I'll tell you, I know we got down to 70 some guys pretty quick. Don't be surprised if we don't get down there with a big bunch of guys tying at the end.
Well, so we look at this on the screen. We showed this earlier. So remember, weeks in quotes here. So there's 20 total weeks in circle, right?
Right.
So we've had 14.
Yep.
The first 7 weeks, Bill, we went from 6,133 to 125.
Right.
Since week 7, the next 7 weeks, we've gone from 125 to 70.
Wow.
So the contest has been a tale of two halves thus far, where the first one was carnage, and the second half has just been people grinding it out because the upsets have not been as much.
And I wouldn't doubt that this will be, my million will be going down to a fraction of that.
Okay, how do you feel about this? Because I brought this up earlier. Because with agents, right? If an example I gave is someone makes $500,000 a year, whatever their percentages they take. Okay, but if that salary instead is not $500,000, but let's say it's $500 million, you don't get the same percentage.
Okay, so, like you're talking about like sports figures, actors, or you're like
someone who has an agent, right?
Yeah, someone
okay.
has an agent.
You don't still get that big of a percentage. Your percentage goes down.
I didn't know that. I only Floyd Mayweather. I know he does that. Like, he wasn't giving guys.
Of course,
your cornerman gets 10%. Your trainer gets 10%. He wasn't giving guys 10% of $150 million.
Well, it's like some of the people who won the super contest that I know in the past. Right? They won like close to $1 million or over $1 million.
Right.
And I remember them like calling me. No names here, but I remember it was multiple people called me before. Like I'm not the expert on this. I'm the last person to know what the appropriate percentage is, because you know how I feel about.
Wait, did they have a proxy they were paying a weekly fee?
They had a proxy.
I'm going to get into a gray area here. You're paying a proxy. You're paying him. He gets his fee. There's nothing that says you have to tip. Now, granted, I of course, guys like us would tip, but there's nothing that says you have to tip.
No, that's what.
On top of that, yet they all do, it seems like.
Well, but he was like, this particular person was like, I don't think I should have to pay this person.
Right.
Like this, like, really? I'm going to spend 20, like this person gets $25,000? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like I have kids. I have a family.
How much did he win? This person?
I just don't want to give it away.
Okay. No, He gave almost more.
He did go over.
By the way, I don't know. What's a proxy cost? $250 for the year? It's a guess.
I think so, something like that. Right. But they want to, but they expect a percentage too.
At the end.
If you win. Oh, yeah, they do.
They expect a percentage?
Bro, this
Anyone
is my
knows
whole thing.
These box pools and stuff you win, you know, you give 10%, but there's no fee. So that, of course, you're going to give them a 10% tip. This situation, they're getting a fee no matter what.
Dude,
you know,
you are preaching to the choir.
Of the losses, do they, you know, like, it's like going to a table. And you go to a table and a dealer comes up to you and you win a couple $100. And you're losing still, though. Do they expect a tip on a loss? These are gray areas, you know. I love to tip people outside in the parking lot. And I don't want to tip anyone anyway in person. I want to tip someone on a big win. I want to tip them privately. I don't want them to split the money with all different guys. That's another whole area, though.
Another area. It's all one big, fascinating Larry David gambling episode.
It is. That's why I like to use it. I'm dead serious. I went and bought them just a couple days ago, $25 Walmart gift cards. I use them specifically. They can't split them up. If I like a teller, and if I don't like a teller, I'll give it to the teller I like. There's some people that are working in town here at certain sports books that I don't want them splitting tips with. Now, I found out, unbelievably, I didn't even know this. I asked the question, even though I figured I knew the answer. I did not know the answer. Caesar's Palace, when you tip the clerks behind the counter at the sports book, they keep their individual tips. So I like to hear that. There's some certain guys there I really, really like. There's a guy with the glasses there. I love the guy. He's great. He's smart, super sharp. I want to make sure he gets the tip. Sure enough, he said, no, we keep our own tips. That's great, because I don't want to split with someone that's down the end of the counter, who I don't care for, by the way. Anyway, it's good. Just good to know.
Kelly, you have an update on the game tonight?
Yeah, a couple. So report out, John Wolford is expected to be a game-time decision tonight with his neck injury. And Schefter is reporting that Mayfield will get the start if Wolford cannot go.
So Bryce Perkins doesn't exist anymore.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. On the total, Bill, it looks like it is 42.5.
Circa's 42 still.
Yeah, across the board here at Vegas. Circa at 42, though, 6.5. It was 7 here for a moment at South Point, but 6.5 mainly on that line. And then Browns and Bengals, that line coming off the 6, 5.5 pretty much painted now in that game. I haven't seen any news come across on that one. Not sure what that move's
about. Yeah, I see that down to 5.5. Interesting. You think Cincinnati, everyone thinks that, you know, they've been rolling. I think they won every game, this pretty much, not decisively, but they've won every game, probably covered every game since they played Cleveland last time. They played Cleveland. There were some injuries there, though. And Cincinnati was favorite in that game, and they actually got blown away. They lost by like 20. So this is if you want to call it revenge game, Cincinnati's a much, much healthier team. They're in flow now. You would think this game would only go up. So I'm surprised to see a major line move right now on the screen from 6 down to 5.5.
I am too, especially because Deshaun Watson looked like hot garbage last week as well. I believe that's the technical term for it. By the way, the pro tip of the hour, because it's sort of what we were just talking about, as you're looking at live lines or just pregame lines, have an odd screen up to shop lines and compare and monitor movement. As Bill was saying earlier, you look at Circa, you look at Bookmaker as indicators of where
the
line
market's
will go.
Going. Like I said before, Circa moved to 42. No one else did. Sure enough, everyone moved from 43 down to 42 right now. So interesting. I still will be probably 42. I may throw a peanut on the over there. That's me, though. So going against the move, which I really don't like to do often, but
yeah, because what's you have to ask yourself, what's behind that move? If your thought is, well, it's because it looks like it's going to be Baker Mayfield and he just got there a minute ago.
Some defensive points from Baker Mayfield throwing interceptions.
Does he really matter? That's your pro tip for the hour, by the way. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. I got to go do the Megapod, and by gotta go, I mean sit right here in this seat. Jeff Parlay, Todd Wishnev, and our guest today is Mike Pritchard. Mike Pritchard's first time on the Megapod. Looking forward to that. Billy, always a pleasure.
No, this was great. This was fun. I'll hope to be back next week, but I'm not positive.
Oh.
I may have to be on just for 10 minutes.
This was fun.
If I go back. But.
All right. We'll try to avoid the lassos out in the parking lot.
Yeah, outside in the parking lot. Here we go.
Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crackman, at Bill Krakman with a K. And, of course, Wisecrack's the name of the podcast. Enjoy. Lombardi Line is next from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.